she had the Leviticus law working against her because she was considered to be an unclean woman. She couldn't be out in the marketplace. She couldn't be out in public. If they caught her out there, according to the Leviticus law, they could have stoned her to death. But what did she do? She went against all the odds, and she talked to herself. See, sometimes you got to talk yourself into your blessing. Sometimes you got to talk yourself into your miracle. You got to talk yourself into your breakthrough. When you know the word of God, the word of faith, then you start talking to yourself. I am what God says I am. I'm right about it. I can have what God says I can have. I can do everything that God says I can do. Tell your neighbor, sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Sometimes you got to talk yourself into your blessing. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Talk yourself into strength.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4510 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781. Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
But now we got the Holy Spirit in us, and He's everywhere. At all times, amen? And a complement is that which fills up or complete, which when brought together, it constitutes a whole, amen? So just as a body is a complement of the head, so the church is the complement of Christ, amen? So without the head, we can't function right, amen? But at least anyone should think this implies of imperfection or incompletion on Jesus' side. That's not what it said. It says we complement. Amen. That's why Paul quickly added that the fullness of him who fills all in all. That means from his needed anything to fill any lack of completion. Amen. And the Lord Jesus himself, the one who fills all in all, Christ himself, just like he passed through the universe and supplied it with all it needed, who so wisely and skillfully filled the universe with all material elements necessary for existence, and also how wisely and skillfully infuses his people with the Holy Ghost, amen, with his own character. And so what it does, this church, it receives and contains the grace and virtue of Jesus Christ. Amen? Well, how does this apply to you and me today? I'm so glad you asked. So let me help you. It applies to you and me today because as believers, we are in the church, which is Christ's body, and he is the head. This means that there is a living connection between you and Christ. Physically speaking, since the head controls the body and keeps the body functioning, Tasha, that means Christ Jesus is our spiritual head. And through the Spirit, he will keep us united to him if we obey him, if we stay in his will, if we walk in his statutes and his commandment, amen, if we love one another, amen. So this means that we share in his resurrection, in his ascension, and his exaltation. We got all of this, y'all. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. And I understand what he's saying. In order to have his resurrection power that's living inside of us, we have to do some things. And then not only that, ascension, just like he ascended and went back to his Father and sit on the right-hand side of his Father, we too are sitting there. Amen? And when he was exhausted, we were exhausted. Amen? And we too, like I said, Ephesians 2 and 6 says, we are seated in heavenly places. I know sometimes it don't feel like it. Sometimes it don't even look like it. But you know something? I don't look and see with my natural eyes. I thank God for that. I had to get there, though. So I look and see in the supernatural. So whether or not I'm sitting in heavenly places, my body tell me I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Whether or not I'm sitting up in heaven, it says that no matter what I'm going through, that I'm okay. No matter what we go through in life, whether or not it's good or bad, long as we look at it from the supernatural, it's all right. Amen? So, and not only that, all things are under our feet. It may not look like it either, but it's under my feet. Because you know why? Because I choose not to let it get no further than under my feet. So if I don't let it get no further than under my feet, Tasha, that means it's going to stay there until I feel like, or the Spirit of God say, okay, now you can release it. But you're not going to make me release something that is not spiritual. Hallelujah. You're not going to make me say something that is not spiritual. You're not going to make me treat you any differently than not spiritual because it's under my feet. But we got to choose to put it under our feet. See, we don't never choose some things. We are still doing the same thing that we've been doing. But in this season and in this time, it's time to choose what you're going to do if it come down to the will of God. If it's pleasing to God, then I'm going to choose that. It does not matter how it makes me feel. It does not matter what it look like. I choose Jesus. And choosing is not easy. It's not. Because some things you just don't want to choose to do. But it goes back to, if Christ said it, it's fine with me. Because he got the last word. Hallelujah. So I choose to love Sister Cabot. I choose to love Jackie, Sister Jackie. But I choose because I really do. And so no matter what is said or done, I still love them. Even when my pastor get on my nerves, I choose to love him. Not because he my pastor, but the fact that God said love him because I first loved him. See, when you got the power of the Holy Ghost riding in you, you can ride right along with him if you let him ride with you. Because there's another choice. If you don't choose to let him ride, he won't ride. So I choose to let him ride. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So Paul gave this prayer. He talked about the resurrection power. He talked about how that same power is sitting Jesus on the right-hand side. Then he talked about the power that is under our feet and under Jesus' feet. And not only that, this was a prayer. Paul wrote this to the Ephesians, and he writing this to us today. So are you going to choose to let the power of the Holy Ghost submit and ride in you? Are you going to choose to let the Holy Ghost tell you which direction to go? Amen? So the question in Ephesians 1 and in your life also today, starting today, you can make that decision. Are you willing to experience this Holy Ghost power? It's yours. It's available to every believer. But Christ ain't going to come down and say, I'm going to make you do this. He said, this is a willing thing. This is say that not my will, but let your will be done in me. So if you don't let his will ride and obey and sit in you, then it won't happen. And like Pastor said earlier, I can't make you. He can't make you. You have to seek this and seek it for real. Because he's the one going to judge it, not me. Hallelujah. So today, if you receive the Holy Ghost power, and then you want to experience more of that power. And not only that, but it's other things. It's other benefits that go along with it. You have the richness of his glory, his power, his anointing, all of that. You got healing. creation. All that is in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the resurrection that Jesus rose from the grave. I'm through. Jesus rose from the grave. And now sitting on the right hand side of his Father. He's holding a hand out to us now. Is it this day that you choose to experience my power? Is it this day that you choose to have a relationship with me? Is it this day through prayer you choose to walk in the anointing and the power and the Holy Ghost of Christ Jesus? Amen? But that is the conclusion of part two. Talking about since Jesus have already risen, he's sitting. Now he's interceding on our part. He know our heart. He know our heart when others think they know our heart. He knows. He know our suffering. He know our pain. He know our ups and downs. He know when we hurting. He know when we sick. He know when we need a friend to talk to. He know when we need a company keeper. He know when there is trouble in the air. He knows. So that's why you have to kneel before him. Say, Lord, I don't have to tell everybody because I know you know. And because you know, that's enough for me. So between you and me, Lord, I know you're going to fix it. You may not fix it the way I want you to, but that's all right too. Long as it gets fixed, it's fine. Hallelujah. So this Holy Ghost power, we need it. We need it for everything in our life. Because if we don't allow this power to lead us, we don't allow this power to tell us what to do in everyday life, we're not going to be able to make it. And more so, we need it in these last days. The enemy is roaring like a lion. But we got to know that it's the enemy. Because if you think it's man doing it, you're in trouble. But it's the enemy, the devil, the lying deceiver. He wants us to think one way, but God said it ain't that way. I told you what's going to happen in the last day. It's happening. So if you ain't read your Bible to know what's going on now, well then, yeah, you are blind. But he said, I told it. So don't be surprised at what you hear. Don't be surprised at what you see. Don't be surprised at how people act. They can't help themselves. Because if they don't let the Holy Ghost take control, they lost. We can talk a good talk. We say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Did he really hear it? Because we're going to go through some trials. But one thing about it, we'll come out as pure gold. And when we come out as pure gold, we ain't lacking nothing. Excuse me. I almost hit you with my notebook. We won't lack nothing. If you got a toothache, in the name of Jesus, gone. If somebody says something ugly to you, pray for them. It's gone. Let nothing in these last days cause you to lose your soul with clowns. Because they clowns. Trust in God. Lean not unto your own understanding. But in won't. He will. Not maybe. He will. He'll bring you out. He'll give you peace. I'm trying to get his mic to pastor. He'll give you joy.